The new endangered resources plate made its premiere at a zoo near Green Bay. Voters chose the new design during online voting last fall. DNR Secretary Matt Frank says the chosen design won hands down.
In some ways, it's no big surprise, but the winner of that contest was the badger plate.
The badger now joins the gray wolf plate, which has been available since 1995. Frank says that plate has generated around $500,000 a year to be used on a variety of research projects on more than 200 species of plants and animals.
We're actually working on a badger research project right now. We're doing work with Kirtland's warbler and other species that we're working to conserve and restore in the state.
With the additional plate, Frank says it's possible sales could generate $1 million a year for the Endangered Resources Fund. He acknowledges tough economic times may deter people from paying the extra $40 for the specialty plate, but he says it's a worthwhile cause.
Out of the additional $40, $25 will go directly to the Endangered Resource Program to support the work that our biologists are doing.
The badger figures prominently on the new plate, but it isn't alone. The state's official animal is joined by other prairie critters, a meadowlark, swallowtail butterfly, and a sunflower. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.